Hello everyone, my name is Reese and welcome to my podcast. We're going to talk about a lot of different topics on this channel, and I'm going to express some life experiences of my own over the coming weeks, but my intention is to have a chat about something specific each day, each week, and if it ever gets to the point, get some feedback from the people listening. And realistically, I just want to voice my experiences and my opinions and just talk off the top of my head, I guess. Today's topic for episode one is screens, this and screen time, I guess. And hopefully it will be relatable, and hopefully it will give people a push to do something different about their lives. All right, so let's jump right in. So I have a problem. I'm 24 and I live in a pretty good neighborhood. I have a pretty good life. I keep busy and I'm doing all right. There is one thing that I am fully aware of though, and that is the fact that I cannot for the life of me be bored. And I think it's a problem with quite a lot of people around. All right, let's paint a picture. Let's have a scenario put in place, and you can see how much you relate. When was the last time you just didn't do anything? When was the last time you went and laid down on the floor in any room of your house? At the beach, at the park, not with a book in your hand, not with your phone in your hand, just laid there and sat there for an hour and thought to yourself. I know some people meditate, some people do yoga, some people garden, some people, you know, but it's you doing stuff. When was the last time you just went and sat down and just took a breath? Even for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I bet you it was a long time ago. Where am I going with this? People don't like being bored. People don't like having nothing to do. I'm one of those people. I have a serious issue when it comes to putting my phone down. If I'm bored, I will stare at a screen. I will browse through social medias galore, one after the other. It's like going to the fridge and looking in it multiple times for something that isn't there. You try to fill a hole that you can't fill because you're either lazy and being bored isn't an option, so you take the short way out, which is easily picking up your phone, looking at your computer, watching something on TV, versus actually doing things you need to do. So I've noticed this problem a long time ago. I've been addicted to screens my whole life. I love staring at my phone, and now that I'm aware of it and I want to make a change, I've been actively trying my best to disconnect. So I work a full-time job, and it did get to the point where I got in trouble for using my phone because it had it right in front of me and no one would tell me off. So I pushed my limits, and it's not that I was doing anything wrong. I still did my work, I still kept busy, but I understood that I was being paid to be working, not spending 2 minutes every 10 minutes staring at my phone. So what I did was I made the active decision to put it in my drawer at work to disconnect from that screen time. And since, my work has become a lot more productive and I feel a lot happier. I used to play a lot of video games. I think video games are a great escape. They're really enjoyable. They can also be really frustrating. And for a long time, I had a serious problem with a computing game called League of Legends. I would spend up to eight hours a day minimum playing this game if I could. It got to the point where I'd just become an angry monster. I don't think that video games cause people to become violent or anything like that, but it definitely changed my mood and attitude towards my enjoyment and fulfillment of doing other activities. I didn't really have an escape. I found that I needed that fix in order to be satisfied with my day, my time, my life. And something switched at some point a couple years ago. Something switched and I just kind of stopped altogether. I uninstalled it. I forced myself to go outside and I started getting other hobbies, and I quite enjoy my time now away from screens. But I found that getting away from the games has not really changed a whole lot, because I just substitute it now for something like social media. Access to the information is just so readily accessible these days that it's just so easy to pick up your phone and look at something that's just going to make you miserable. I got Instagram for the first time last year and realized that it doesn't make me happy. I like taking photos, and I dabble in photography and videography, and it's really enjoyable. But when I share it, I just get anxious and upset and nervous, and I figure staring at a screen for hours on end, competing against unrealistic lifestyles and people, has just done nothing for me but make me miserable. I constantly get into arguments with people over Messenger and over talking social medias, because the tone and the emotion in a conversation is not there. It's just blatant text, and when you're blunt, it's quite difficult to have a fulfilling and enjoyable conversation, because everyone just ends up taking stabs at each other and wanting to kill each other. So there we have it. We have the aggression and the cause of my upsetness towards screens, because A, my body's withering away as I sit, my eyes are turning square, and my posture and my wrists and just my whole body is just uncomfortable the way I sit staring at a TV or a screen, a computer screen or my phone. And it's like, all I need to do is put this in a different room and go do something else, and after a little while it will get better. I've been trying to mitigate my time using screens actively by doing things that literally require you to not have a screen in front of you, something that I never thought I would do because I'd never enjoyed it. I've never been more wrong about something in my life. I started reading about a year ago, and I have been smashing books in my free time now, and I'm absolutely loving it because it's what I want to be doing now. At first it was quite difficult, but once I started getting into it, I really, really enjoyed it. Another thing to mitigate it is I've started growing a bonsai tree, something that doesn't take a lot of time and effort and can be maintained over a long period of time. It's been something that has given me a little bit of a disconnect from the world of screens, I guess. You, in your life, you question how much time you look at a screen. You'd be surprised. It's funny because I have an iPhone, and Apple just released an update that actually tells you how much you look at your screen. And I am, at the bare minimum, each day looking at my screen for about 3 hours. 3 out of 24. Let's say I sleep for 7. So 3 out of, what's that? Is that 13? 13, 14 hours? No, what am I doing? What's 24 take 3? 21 take 7. That is 14, yeah. So 14 hours a day I have that where I'm not looking at my phone. Sorry. So let's dive in a little bit deeper. I work for 8 hours a day. I work 9 to 5, and I'm in an office, so I'm looking at a screen all day long. So that's 8 plus 3, so we're at 11, plus the 7 I sleep, that is 18. So we have 6 hours of non-screen time. But that's not true. I go to the gym in the mornings before work, which is an hour, and that's generally in my breaks I'm looking at my screen, so it's 19 hours a day. I don't really watch TV too much, and when I'm home I try to avoid my computer, so I guess the rest of it would come down to me doing leisure activities, me driving. Driving is probably a big one. I drive for about an hour and a half each day to and from work in total, which I'm very strongly against using my phone while driving, due to previous experiences with, or known experiences that my friends have had when using their phones and driving. So that's one disconnect. And I reckon the only other time I don't have a phone within arm's reach is when I'm in the shower, even though I do play music sitting on my bath. I sit it in the room and play music through it. So the before and straight after getting into the shower, I am using my phone. What I want you to do now is picture how much time you actually use your phone or actually are looking at a screen, and then question if it's a problem or not. Question if you think it's having an effect on your life, and question if you think you can do without it. My realization that I had a problem was my first step. My second step was basically weaning off or disconnecting slowly so that I didn't have serious withdrawals, or I didn't freak out because I didn't have my fix. And then my third step was basically finding ways to mitigate being bored or being upset. And the way I did this was I tried to think of ways that would give me the fix that I needed in order to not need my phone and be able to kill time for long periods of time. So some of these include, but are not limited to, and I assume it would be different for everyone in the world, but I've been trying all kinds of new things to get off of my screen, and that includes things like cooking. I've been running and not using my phone. I've just been running without music in my ears. Started basically growing a bonsai tree, which it's been a couple of months now and it's going pretty well. I can actually see it. I'm loving it. It hasn't died yet, which is great. I play the guitar. I have started just learning about gardening through books. I've been reading, actually just lying down somewhere in my house on the floor with my arms spread out and counting, or just thinking, just taking a breath, even if it's for 5 to 10 minutes, which doesn't sound like a really long time, but you know, it really is when you think about how much time you don't look at a screen. And so far I can say that I've really, really, really been enjoying not having it in front of me, because it's just, yeah, just something's changed in my attitude, something's changed in my ways. It's been probably a couple of months now that I've really been trying my hardest, and even though I still do use my phone quite a lot, the amount now compared to then, it's completely changed. And then again, I think that in a couple of months from now, when I'm even more aware, I think that it's going to feel really good that I went to the point where I realized that I don't actually need my phone as much as I think I do. A phone back in the old days was used to, what was it, to ring someone and ask them to do something. The phone's very specific, but the phone, yeah, back in the old days, that's what it was. What is a phone used for today? Literally everything. What ways around it are there? Plenty. Social media, do you really need it in your life? Does it really make you happy? Question it. Which ones can you get rid of one at a time? Social media is just upsetting for all of its people on it. I deleted Facebook about 5 years ago and I have not been affected whatsoever. My life is exactly the same. The people that want to get in contact with me and the people I want to get in contact with, I can through other means. I watch quite a lot of YouTube and I have unsubscribed from quite a lot of people based off the fact that I know I don't really need to consume that content on a regular basis. I've started listening to podcasts because it's not me staring at a screen, it's me listening in the background while I'm doing other tasks, such as gardening. I can just leave it, I can play it through a speaker or through my headphones and not have to touch my phone, which is great. Even driving, I can listen to a podcast and not be drawn back to that staring at a screen. Because I work in an office job, it's pretty hard to mitigate it there, but at my lunch breaks, I've started taking walks and I take a book and I read instead of using my computer to watch content. And then when I'm at home, I'm actively trying to avoid the TVs because I still live with my parents, so realistically, they actually do watch quite a lot of TV, and I see the impact it's having on my parents' health, and I don't want to be in that situation, so I'm actively looking at ways to not watch TV anymore. Something really interesting is just some of the TV shows you hear about and see that people talk about a lot, and this might include something like, I don't know, The Bachelor or Survivor, and it's like, who cares at the end of the day? How much does that really contribute to your happiness in your life? Do you really need it? Question it, because I started questioning it and it really helped me realize that I don't need that in my life, and it doesn't make me happy, and I could be doing so much more with my time, which is, it's really great, because now I feel free. I feel like I've taken some pretty good steps to get to where I'm at, and I feel like my time is being used more wisely. And the intention of me creating this podcast is for me to basically be self-aware of the things that are, let's say, causing me harm, my body harm, my mind harm, and finding ways to get back on track, finding ways to feel better and happier, and just all around be a better person to myself, because it's a hard world, it's a hard life, everyone's got good things, everyone's got bad things, there's always someone in a better position, there's always someone in a worse position, and you have to do the best you can with it. So the first thing I talked about on this podcast is that I have a problem with screens, and I'm sure to some degree you know someone, if not yourself, that does too. You can just listen away, or you can do something about it. It's up to you, really. I'm just here to voice my opinions and see what you think. This is the first time I've ever done something like this. I have no one listening, and I have no one at the other end of this microphone to talk to about it. And I'm okay with that, because at the end of the day, I just got something off my mind that I really needed to talk about. Something I identified as a problem. Something that has put a smile on my face, because I did it. I did something that has taken me a long time to do. From here, we'll see where we go. Like I said, this podcast is intended to have a conversation and give some perspective on someone's life who may be relatable or completely unrelatable to you. And what you do with the information you hear is completely up to you, but it's up to you to decide if you have a problem, if you're aware of a problem, and in this instance, this is a problem to me, and it's up to you to decide whether or not it's worth making a change. See you next time.